Hey, welcome to the Sparks team training call for Monday, March 18th, 2013. It's a great night. We're at the remote location of the world headquarters for AMSOIL Sparks team. Tonight we're in Jackson, Tennessee, and we're having a live event with several AMSOIL dealers here. I've got David and Carol Bell. Say hi, David and Carol.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Jim.
And then we've got Jeff and Casey Esri. Say hi, Jeff and Casey.
Hi.
All right. We're here having a meeting. We stopped in Jackson to stop by Jeff's shop. Jeff's the shop owner here in south of Jackson, Tennessee, a little small area, but works on different types of equipment, so we thought we'd see how he's doing and give him some moral support and leadership and guidance and so forth. Before we really get started, I guess we need to talk about the convention.
Yeah. And AMSOIL University, Michael.
And the core technology, AMSOIL University, that's July
16th through the 20th. Two and a half days.
Yeah, so 16th, 17th, 18th is the core technology.
Uh-huh.
That's basic AMSOIL training. It gives you the filtration, the lubrication. It's taught by the people at the company that actually develop the products and help us sell the products. And there's a lot of great things about filtration and drivetrain lubrication, differential lubrication, transmission. So you'll learn right from the people that are developing the products and how they go into vehicles, how AMSOIL products are so much better than the competition. And then the 18th through the 20th is the actual AMSOIL convention. That's going to be an exciting time. We're going to take a boat ride out on the Lake Superior.
A real boat.
A big boat. That's a big boat. That's right. And we're going to have a little dinner out there.
It's a big dinner
and some free drinks if you like to have some cold drinks.
Adult beverages, Michael?
Adult beverages, that's right. That's right. So get registered. We've heard, if you haven't been to the dealer training site, Dean Alexander has a video that I posted on there that talks about the things that you can win for free by being registered for the convention. And it's important you do this before the end of this month, which is March. If you register by the end of the month, there's going to be free drawings for dealers that are they're going to put your name in the hat, and then also for every customer that you register between January 1st, I think, and then the convention.
December, so go back December all the way to March, all of that together.
All those customers that are registered, add together and put your name in the pot. You can win a fully wrapped car. What kind of car is it?
It's a hot rod?
Well, it could be, I guess.
It could be a hot rod.
If you put a turbocharger on that, it's a Ford Transit Connect, which is like a little box truck.
One of those.
They're pretty cool, yeah. And then the $10,000 in prizes.
American money.
That's right. That's why Mr. Amatuzzi loves to give away money. So get registered.
Hotel rooms. Dozens of hotel rooms. You get to stay for free if your name gets drawn. So you might get a free room, and you can look out and see Lake Superior from your room.
That's right. That's right. And if you're listening in tonight, you get the Sparks team incentives. That means if you register some customers and dealers, you're going to get actual free money for that. So go out there and register customers. And if you're going to the core technology, I'm giving away everybody that registers. I don't care if they've where they're at in the team. I'm giving away, I think, $65. That's half the price of the core class for those as an incentive to help out.
What does it cost to go to the school? Or what does it cost to go to the convention, Michael, if you register now?
I think it's $125 for the school, isn't it, David?
I think right now it seems like
$139.
I think it's $139, and it goes up a little bit after the end of the month. It's really a bargain to go to a great school where you learn a lot, get information to help grow your business.
I agree. Got to get on the list for the end of the month to take advantage of that.
And a lot of dealers are going to go, so it's going to people really should get registered now so you have a space. It was about half or two-thirds full here a couple of weeks ago, so important to get your name on the list. Once the school's full, it'll go to a waiting list. Now, plenty of room at the convention, so no problem. Anybody can come. Lots of room there. We're going to see the Michael Sparks team do the Sparks Challenge. That is the the pom-pom with the song.
Yeah, you'll have your pom-poms issued when you get to the class, when you show up at the door. They'll have like little sparklers in them. So when you do it, it's like, you know, sparks flying up in the air.
Well, it's certainly a great event to go to. And Ansel will go out of their way to make everybody feel comfortable. Meet and have your picture taken with Mr. Amatuzio, the founder of the company, Dean Alexander, Alan Amatuzio, all the regional sales managers, the tech guys. Be a fun event, and the one that all smart Amsoil dealers who want to grow their business will be there from around the United States and some from other parts of the world, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah. If you haven't been to one before, there's thousands of people, literally.
And it's a busy time of year there other than Amsoil, so you need to make your hotel reservation now.
Yeah. The prices have gone up a little compared to those who go to Amsoil University, because it's still winter up there in May, but in July, it actually is pretty nice. It'll be in the 70s. You can still wear your shorts, but it won't be, if you're coming from down south, it won't be so hot as it is down south here. Let's get on to the leadership thing tonight. We've got, I think, David Carroll Bell, top leaders in Ansoil. Myself, I think that I'm a leader in the company. I hope I'm a leader to you folks that are listening in tonight to the training call. And just some ideas on leadership and what it takes and it's not always it's a process. I really believe it's a process you have to do. You just don't get born and become a leader right away. You know, leaders aren't born; leaders are made. I think
go into a lot of different aspects of leadership. The first step in leadership is learning to lead yourself. And lead yourself means you're a grown-up person, so you get up and put your britches on and get your face ready and get your Ansoil things all organized. And to be a good leader of other people, leading yourself well-organized, setting an agenda, plans, and goals for yourself, it's easier to lead others if they have a path to follow. And Michael Sparks is a good example. If everybody did what Michael Sparks did every day, every week, every month, all year long, they also would grow a business, because leadership means communicating with your team. It means a little bit of work involved in all the activities you have to put in. Our two guests here with us tonight, Jeff and Casey, they show leadership by working at their shop every day. Casey's still finishing up at a tech school. And it's not easy running a shop, is it, Jeff? It's hard work, and you've got to be sure that you're ready for customers that are coming in and ready to answer questions, and that's what an Ansoil dealer does. So starting out in leading is leading yourself, and if you want to lead your organization, communication is probably the single most important thing. I know Michael has recently been doing some training sessions. We have one coming up, matter of fact, Thursday evening, just south of Louisville, Kentucky. We'll do a training session, an open Ansoil leader meeting. May have a special surprise guest speaker, but there'll be at least four powerful DJs there at that meeting. Michael Sparks, of course, will be one of them. David and Carol Bell will be at that program. The great Tom and Jennifer Worth, they're premier direct jobbers from Michigan. And John Gore, a full-time farmer, third-generation farmer, matter of fact, will be at that meeting. So there's a lot to learn by going to events and listening into teleconferences and Ansoil's program. It helps you develop your leadership skills. Michael, what else would you add about leadership, Michael, and maybe learning, such as books and tapes, and maybe one of the things that you're doing these days I think is really impressive that I did for over 10 years is an organization called Toastmasters. What would you say about learning leadership from Toastmasters, Michael?
Well, it's some of the same process. Toastmasters is a international organization that allows people to come together in a group, sometimes it's once a month, twice a month. Some are once a week. You can find the Toastmasters in your local area by going on the internet and just Googling Toastmasters. And it's a group that helps people get better at public speaking. And there's some books you get when you go into the class. It's like a classroom setting, but these people become your friends, and they're there to help you and encourage you So I think public speaking is probably like the third highest fear out there. I think
it's first.
I think it's third. I think like heights is first. I think heights is first, and like
snakes is first.
It's like third or fourth or something like that.
It's high up there.
It's high up there, and you, so if you can learn how to speak in front of your friends, you know, talking to your friends or whatever, that you get better at it. They give you encouragement and so forth. And you go through the booklet, and there's actually two booklets when you first start out in Toastmasters. One is your competent communicator in it, and it has the different speeches that you're going to work on and the topics that you're going to work towards for that speech. You come up with your own ideas for the topic of the speech, but they tell you go after, you know, the how to correctly make a speech, and then there's a different one, different exercises that you go through. But then also you get another book. It's called the a leadership manual. And when you go into Toastmasters, everybody's part of the same group. So, you know, you might be the timer one time, or you're the person that gets up and helps with the Pledge of Allegiance or whatever, and that shows your leadership, and you take leadership roles, and everybody that's part of the same group, and it helps you work on leadership that way. So Toastmasters, I think, is a great training course that you can go, and pretty much every town has a Toastmasters, and it's really inexpensive. It's like $5 or $6 a month, so it's really economical to do this thing.
Yeah, nonprofit organization. They don't have anything to say. You know, nobody's really so-called leader of the organization. It's all usually business people, both men and women, some young people. Well, we've seen members at Toastmasters that participate as early as 7 years old. If their parents are involved, they often play them, give them the exposure, what it's like to be around adults who are doing polite professional communication. How do you find Toastmasters, Michael? What do you do if you want to locate? Can you just go to the internet and punch in www.toastmasters.org and will it pop up?
Yeah, that'll probably bring up the international site. It'll have a little locator on there, just like the Amsoil dealer locator. You put in where you live now, and it'll help you find one. And some are during the day, and some are at evening. Some of them are closed groups for business, and then others are open. So you have to be aware of that. Ours is at the location for train, which is where they make the big air conditioners. You can't stop a train, and it's open to everybody. So we just go in with a little guard check. We go in there and sign in, and we go and have a meeting. And some of the employees that are at train actually are one of the guys, the president or whatever, is doing that. So,
and it's a great way to learn selling skills, leadership skills, communication skills, including listening, which is a very important part of being a successful Amsoil dealer, learning to listen to your customers and help them understand the advantages of what we do. And Michael, I thought if it's okay with you, I'm going to ask Jeff a couple of questions since we're fortunate enough to have Jeff and Casey here with us. And if it's okay with Jeff, since he is a real shop owner and he's been an Amsoil dealer for some time, but I'm not sure exactly how long. Jeff, tell everybody, how long have you been an Amsoil dealer, roughly?
Since 2005,
okay.
Best I can remember.
Okay, almost 10 years. Yeah, that's a long time. And you do own a repair service facility for cars and trucks and four-wheelers, and you'd probably work on anything if somebody could bring it over if they had enough money.
Just drag it in or
washing machines,
however you can get it.
Washing machines, broken air conditioners, or we got our limits, probably, but
yes.
you do work on a lot of equipment.
Pardon.
What would be some of the benefits you've seen by using Amsoil in your shop, or what would you share with everybody listening tonight about your experience using Amsoil in cars and four wheelers, Jeff?
Just the benefits just are great. I can't really explain how impressed I am with the products. And if you've never been inside of an engine that's had Amsoil run in it compared to other brands of oil, it's just amazing how clean the engine is inside. And the benefits of, you know, your vehicles and keeping them, I mean, my vehicle I'm running right now, I'm running 245,000 miles on it.
Wow.
And
you get another 100,000 on there, you're going to catch me.
the products are just great. I don't know how to say it any better than that.
Would you say that just a normal guy has a car and truck that you use to go to work and back, would he be smart to use Amsoil and maybe stretch out his oil changes a little bit, but maybe spend a little more while he was getting the Amsoil to start with, but he'd really be better off in the long run? Is that what you'd...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you live here where it gets cool in the winter and hot in the summer, so real advantages with Amsoil dissipating heat, running cooler. And then in the winter here, I know I've been very good snow and everything else. It gets cold here.
Yes.
So makes the starting shift good.
Yes.
Yeah. So what we've been talking to with you and Casey. Casey's your up-and-coming future leader in your organization. He's going to a tech school now. He's considering going to Amsoil University and the convention, both of you, I think. Does it sound like an interesting program to you, Jeff?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, I know Michael and I are 10 or 15, or I'm about a 20-time graduate. I'm working on my PhD.
I haven't had it 20 times, David. I think it's only like the 12th time.
Well, I've got a CNS school kid.
Oh, all the stuff for our hands.
Get all the logos. See, this is the right shirt, but to get all the logos, you have to keep going to school.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anything else to you about leadership?
Some things I think about leadership, and I don't know if some people are, you know, born or made. I think pretty much most people are made to be leaders, and you have to study the books. You have to read some of the things that other people that have been successful and have been leaders. And you can start out with a book. It doesn't have to have 500 pages. It can have a 50-page book that you can read in 15
minutes.
What's
your favorite book, Michael? What's your favorite book?
I don't have a favorite. They're all good. We Can Grow Rich and How to Win Friends and Influence People.
That's probably the best.
You know, The Richest Man in Babylon. That's kind of a unique book. It's really kind of enjoyable to read and whatnot. But there's just all kinds of books out there.
If you don't read real good, which is, you know, a lot of people don't seem to have time to sit up and pick up a book, is it okay if you just listen to tapes that have the books on them?
I think it is great to listen to tapes, especially if you're driving in your car. It's a lot better than doing listening to some of the music that's out there.
What does Zig Ziglar call that?
Oh, Amsoil. Automobile University. That's
right.
Yeah,
really? Boy, that's good. You go to school.
I think listening to the tapes, and if you don't have tapes, contact me. I can put you in touch with some tapes or go to the dealer training site.
The library has
tapes you can check out. Free, that's right. And books on leadership and books on selling. I was listening to Tom Hopkins today on how to be the top salesperson, and he just gives you the 9 or 10 points on exactly how to do it. If you listen to that about 10 times and maybe sit down and write down some of the notes and learn how to do that sales process, eventually some of it sinks in, and I think that's the key to some of this is repetition.
Right.
Like when we were in grade school to do our times tables, we just didn't do it one time. You had to do that. I think it was pages and pages of times tables. That's what I remember. Now I can do it with, you know, I can use both of my fingers and my toes. So. But I think other things on leadership is you have to do in order for other people to see what you do. So if you're not out selling the Amsoil products, you can't expect somebody else to go sell Amsoil products. If you don't know how to, register a customer, which is a commercial account, a dealer, a PC, a retail on the shelf, if you don't know how to do that yourself, it's hard to tell somebody else how to do that in the various ways. So learning how to fill out the G18C, obviously everybody's online tonight. If you're an Amsoil dealer, you filled out your own G18C, so you already have that one figured out. Just show somebody else how to do that.
Did anybody call you if they had a question about how to register a customer, fill out a form, do something on the Internet? Are you available? Are you the kind of guy that's not just talking the talk, you're walking the walk, Michael?
I am available, but I suggest anybody that's calling in to call their sponsor to find out their sponsor. And ask their sponsor how to fill that out. If they can't help you, then call your DJ.
If I'm not your DJ, then
call me because you know I definitely can help you learn.
Could they call Amsoil if you couldn't reach anybody else and you really needed an answer? Could you call Amsoil?
Exactly. Yeah, call Amsoil. Can't.
Yeah.
I think also in leadership, you know, being familiar with all the different. Amsoil website, for instance, if you go in there, couple of times a week and find out where things are at. We just recently had one of our dealers has a shop, a Quick Lube, and I said, well, you could be listed on the installer list as well because you're a dealer as well as an installer, and I couldn't even remember where to find this thing. It took me like 10 minutes to hunt around, and I finally did. So to know some of those things, and then you can share that with other people, that's a key too. So keep educating yourself on different aspects of the business.
Right. And Michael, just something that might be interesting, the highest paid profession in the world is called leadership. And about almost 100 years ago, a guy named Carnegie, the steel magnate, Andrew Carnegie had a guy working for him named Charles Schwab. And this, again, is about the turn of the century, over 100 years ago. And he was paying this guy about $1 million a year. This is 100 years ago. And it's hard for a lot of people to understand how could anybody be worth that much money. And when Andrew Carnegie was asked about it, really he explained that it was because of the tremendous leadership skills that this guy demonstrated to work with people in the steel plant. And when Charles Long was interviewed about it, he basically said that he had a lot of people working for him that knew a lot more about working and making steel. But what his best trait was that he had the ability to inspire other people to do better. And I think that's one of the best thoughts about leadership is your ability to inspire and help others, raise them up. That's where Michael's done a good job in growing his team. We'd like to think we've done a little bit in our team helping develop other people to build businesses. We're hoping Jeff and Casey tonight are going to get some wisdom and inspiration to go out and grow their Amsoil business a little larger. They can make some more money. Maybe Casey would like to have a brand new Corvette to play with. That would be nice. Only thing holding Casey back with that new Corvette is the bank account. So we got to get that bank account rolling. Again, there's so many different things about leadership that are important. I think Michael's right that you grow into leadership. You're not born with it, and you start with yourself, and you gradually acquire more and more knowledge to be more effective as a leader. Agree with that, Michael?
I agree. And if you start now and work through that process, 10 years from now, you're going to be exactly where you are 10 years from now. But if you do some of the things to get more leadership under your belt to do the right thing, you're going to be a lot more better off in 10 years. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Could you be too old to learn leadership skills, Michael, or too young?
No, you couldn't be too young or too old. They got the Boy Scouts. I think that's what they teach you. You start out as a Cub Scout. Or, we ought to have a Boy Scout Amsoil thing. Start them out at, 10, 11 years old and show them how to do some of this stuff. Maybe.
Michael's the Sparky team is a 7-year-old. We go to the nursery and recruit them.
That's right. But, it's it's never too young or it's never too late. It's really not to help. It's really about helping other people, and it's like you say, inspiring them to do better. And that's where I really like to focus is just helping other people do better.
Yeah, and tying all this together and leadership skills and helping other people is Amsoil business the right business for that? And how about this time in the history of the world right now in 2013, March, is this a good time to be an Amsoil dealer and go out and get new customers? Are there still plenty of customers out there, Michael, still plenty of new fresh money to be made for somebody who got started today?
Well, I think there's plenty of room out there. On my travels from Clarksville, Tennessee to Jackson today, I only saw one other vehicle besides mine that had Amsoil logos on the vehicle, and that's probably a 150-mile drive. And I drove some back roads, and interstate's fine, but I drove some back roads to get here, and I didn't see – I saw one Amsoil sign, and that was outside of Lobelville, Tennessee, if anybody knows where that's at. It was on the side of a building. I didn't stop entering. But so there's plenty of businesses between here and where I'm from in Clarksville. Plenty of businesses that are not using or carrying Amsoil yet. So, yeah, there's everywhere you look, your next-door neighbor probably is not using Amsoil.
Right. 90-plus% of the people in the United States, coast to coast,
from the Gulf Coast to Canada and from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic. There's all kinds of potential business for somebody who wants to first learn how to do it, second, get out there and actually do it and develop those leadership skills to work with your team and your customers to take you to the level of this business you want to make, be at. If you want to make an extra couple of $3,000 a month, that'd be fine with you, wouldn't it, Michael?
I think so.
Or $5,000 or $10,000 a month. Is that okay with you, Michael?
Yeah, that's unlimited.
How many Amazon dealers who want to make a lot of money? Is that okay?
That's perfectly okay. I think that LM Enthusio still has said the sky's the limit, right?
The sky's the limit. Yeah, six-figure income, seven-figure income, where anything that anybody wants to do is possible in this business.
I agree. One last person I think would be helpful for leadership is a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. He wrote the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he's got one. It's called The Perfect Business, and you can buy this CD on Amazon or whatever. And he talks about the type of business that we're in, and unlike other businesses where people that might have that a shop owner that has to invest a lot of money, that has a lot of weight hanging over their shoulders and has employees that are maybe not showing up on time or not doing the best work and they have to worry about some of that stuff. He talks about the type of business we're in. It allows you the time and the skills to learn the leadership skills in order to get better. And even if you don't stick with Amsoil, you can go into something else. The skills that you learn in your Amsoil business can carry you to other heights and other businesses if that's what you're interested in doing. Would you agree?
Yes, and some of the side benefits of these type of things, you actually end up a little happier at home, better relations with your family, better relations with your workers if you have a regular job temporarily while you're building your Amsoil business. So all these things have side benefits.
Yeah.
Happiness is a state of mind, and if you want to have happiness, you'll find it. But to find it, you have to look for it, do a little extra work developing your skills. Right, Michael?
I agree. And with that, I think that's probably a wrap for tonight.
I'm going to ask any big questions that are hanging out there that Johnny Pag or John Gore wants to ask a big question. Are we going to give him a chance, Michael?
Sure, we got a few minutes. Anybody got a question?
We got off mute, so we don't have any.
I think it's open.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Gore, are you there? Johnny Pag, are you there?
Yep. John Pag's here, David.
Any big question from you, John? What is the future of Amsoil? Is that a good question?
Oh, yes, great, David. The future of Amsoil has never been better. Our future is never going to be better. I just say, thank God you're on the Bell team and the Sparks team. Nothing like this business, and there never will be. Thank you.
And salute to you, Johnny Pag, a Vietnam War veteran, a nice guy, a direct jobber. Are you going to the Amsoil convention this year, Johnny Pag from New York?
Oh, definitely, David, definitely. You will see me there, definitely.
Well, we look forward to seeing you, John. Any other questions from anybody tonight in the Sparks team or anyone else calling in?
Hey, if I can make a comment, this is John Von Tempe.
Go ahead, John.
Hey, I just want to say how cool it is to be a member of a team with you guys. Michael, I just really welcome your mentorship and your leadership. And Dave and Carol, you too. And I really mean that sincerely. I could not do this business and be where I am without you guys helping me. So thanks.
Well, you're welcome.
Amen.
I ought to get your autograph, John, before you get rich and famous on us. You're growing so fast in your Amsoil business, you're liable to pass us and Michael up here at the speed you're going.
No, I'm just trying my hardest, that's all.
You're doing great. Is John about to become a direct jobber here pretty soon, Michael?
Yeah, we're in the last month of qualification for DJ.
We're proud of you, John. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, I have
a question as well.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything more about where those small engine leads came from, actually?
Oh, yeah.
I checked.
We've got some guidance on that. I'll send out an email on that later, probably tomorrow sometime. We'll put out some guidance on that. Basically, those leads are potential customers for Amsoil,
And we'll just put it like that for now, and we'll put some guides out on that just in a little bit, okay?
Yeah, the reason why I asked is I went to that to the lead I ended up with, and the business it's out of business.
Well, yeah, they're just a bunch of a list of potential customers. So we'll put some out on that later this after probably tomorrow or so. And I figured Amzul is probably working on something anyhow for that
okay.
one I've been in touch with today. So
we'll hear more from
Amzul. Just check the dealer zone and just keep they'll update on that. Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks to Jeff and Casey for being on tonight, for Michael being our leader tonight and being the Johnny Carson kind of guy that's running this great teleconference. We appreciate Michael, appreciate all the guys in the team. Look forward to seeing everybody that wants to come to Amzul University Convention.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody have a good night.
Good night,
Mike.
Good night, Michael.
Good night.
Good night.